The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'd like to bless the name of God for this opportunity to be on this site. And I'd like to appreciate our senior pastor and mama for this privilege. And I also like to appreciate everyone that is present here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to turn to your neighbor and ask them, how was today? Neighbor, then you respond back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight we're going to be looking at the topic, last minute breaking forth. Last minute breaking forth is what we're going to be looking at tonight. And we've been running through the theme breaking forth for this month. That is, breaking forth for this month. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 3 and 4. But I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4. Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing. And cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. Verse 2 says that, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cord, and strengthen thy sticks. Verse 3, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Praise the Lord. Tonight I would like us to know that God's prophecies and promises are not written for the written's sake, or are not written for us just to read. Praise the Lord. But God's promises are written for the performance of it in our life. Praise the Lord. It is written for the performance of it in the life of you and I. Praise God. I'd like you to ask your neighbor, I'd like to ask your neighbor now that, are you part of this kingdom? Respond back. Are you part of the kingdom? Then respond. Hallelujah. Then I'd like you to say, I am a bona fide part of this kingdom. I am a bona fide part of this kingdom. And so, if we are part of this kingdom, these promises are meant for us to claim. They are not meant for us to just read alone, but it is meant for us to claim and begin to see the reality of it in our life. Praise the Lord. Last minute breaking forth is a wonder that happens when all hope has been lost. Last minute breaking forth is a wonder that happens when all hope have been lost. It is also a miracle that put an end to all doubt. And you can also write, it is a breaking forth that swallow all the plans, purposes, and strategies of the enemies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Last minute can also be likened to 11th hour. You know, many times we have found ourselves in situation of saying that at the 10 minute something just happened, or at the 11th hour the alert just dropped. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. I'm going to be reading from verse 1 to 7, but I will dwell on verse 6. But let me just paraphrase it. It's just the story of is the parable of the laborer. Praise the Lord. An employer of labor wanted some laborer to come and work for him within a period of time. And he placed an advert for people to come, just like we are in the month of July. And somebody applied in the first day of July. He employed the person, and the person started working, but he needed more people. Another person came in the second week, he employed. Somebody else came in the third week, he employed. And somebody came in the 31st of July, he still employed. And the period of work is just within the period of July. And now, I know in the mind of that person that was employed in the first day of July, is that he's going to get the big benefit, as he's going to get the huge, as in the whole, the plenty part of the benefit. But I would like to tell us now that what determines the wages? Is it the laborer or the employer of laborer? Yeah, so when the employer of laborer decide the wage, then the laborer does not have a say. Praise the Lord. Verse 6 of that chapter, verse 6 of chapter 20, verse 6, please. Chapter 20, verse 6. Matthew, yeah. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here whole the day idle? Praise the Lord. At the 11th hour, he still allowed someone to come in. Praise the Lord. And when he wanted to pay, he paid the same amount of money to everyone that worked. Praise the Lord. And somebody will say, why? But the employer of laborer decide. Praise the Lord. God decide how to dish out his blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I pray that regardless of time, God will set to you in Jesus' name. Regardless of time, God will set to you in Jesus' name. Quickly, I would like us to look at who are the candidates for last minute breaking forth. Who are the candidates for last minute breaking forth? Number one, those who have lost the previous opportunity. Those who have lost the previous opportunity. Let us look at the account of John chapter 5. We're going to read from verse 1 to 6. It's the story about the man at the pool of Bethsaida. John chapter 5, verse 1. Okay. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethsaida, having five porches. Verse 3. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, out withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time, somebody say a long time, in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A candidate for last minute breaking forth is someone that has lost a previous opportunity. Looking at this man at the pool of Bethsaida, he was actually present around the pool, but situation, condition, made him to lose opportunity, praise the Lord, which make him to be a candidate for 11th hour breaking forth, praise the Lord. Verse 7, the potent man answered him, say, I have no man, when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepped down before me. On and on, and he was healed. Praise the Lord. So that is the first point. Who are the candidate for last minute breaking forth? Those who have lost the previous opportunity. Number two, those who are desperate. Those who are desperate. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 49. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 49. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciple, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Praise the Lord. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. On and on. Praise the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus was from from his word, you will know that he's desperate. Praise the Lord. He has been in that situation for a pretty long time. And he needed a rescue. Praise the Lord. And, you know, when you go through those verses, there's a particular verse that made us understand that he was shouting, and they tried to stop him not to shout. But he persisted shouting, which shows desperation. Praise the Lord. Number three, who are the candidate for last minute breaking forth? People who have suffered delay. People who have suffered delay. Quickly, number four. Those who continually experience rejection. Those who continually experience rejection. Nobody wants to accept them. Praise God. Those that have suffered rejection and nobody seems to even want to help or even want to accept them. Praise God. Number five, those experiencing profitless labor. Those experiencing profitless labor. It's just like walking like an elephant. Walking like an elephant and eating like an ant. That is not our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly, I'd like us to look at this also. Last minute breaking forth is what you provoke yourself. You can put number one, what you provoke yourself. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 and 2. The story of Hezekiah. When a message was brought for Hezekiah that is going to die, he would have hung up that since it is coming from God, let the will of God be done. But he was not ready to die. And for him to do that, he provoked the exchange of the verdict, death to life. He provoked it himself. What am I saying? For you to access last minute miracle, the man of God might not know where you actually need it. Praise God. The man of God might just prophesy from the pulpit that you are blessed. God will do this. God will do that. But he might not be able to pinpoint where the shoe is actually pinching you. And that is why you are needed. Praise the Lord. To provoke the last minute miracle. The last minute breaking forth. Praise the Lord. Last minute breaking forth is what happens when you give yourself to the power of God. Last minute breaking forth is what happens when you give yourself to the power of God. And number three, last minute breaking forth is what you get when you disconnect yourself from doubt and believe. When you disconnect yourself from doubt and unbelief. Sorry. Number four, last minute breaking forth is what you get when you surrender all to Him. when you surrender all to Him. Let us look at the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 12 to 16. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die." Verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son." Verse 14. "For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fill, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the head." Verse 15. "And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days." Verse 16. "And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fill, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." Praise the Lord. This is the story of what went on between Elijah and that widow. And the widow, the important message from that story is that the widow gave everything. Praise the Lord. The widow gave everything because that was the last meal that she was having. And according to her, she said what she actually planned is that she will prepare the meal. Her son will eat, she will eat, and when death comes, it comes and it just goes. But he was able to give everything. He gave everything because, you know, in a real sense, they were trying to survive, and a man of God is coming to tell them that that meal that God wants, it. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many of us can give out such food, as in the last food that you have that will keep you maybe for another rescue, and somebody is coming to ask you for that food. Praise the Lord. So the woman gave everything out, and she never remained the same. Praise the Lord. So if that is what you get when you surrender all to Him. Praise the Lord. You get a last minute breaking forth when you are ready to surrender all to Him. Now, you, it might not be, or me, it might not be our food now. Praise the Lord. It might be something that is so precious to us. Are we really ready to give it up for Jesus? Praise the Lord. Are we really ready to give it up for Jesus? Or probably, are we really ready to give our life? Praise God. As in sowing ourselves totally to Him. Praise God. You know, last minute miracle is meant for, as I've said earlier on, is meant for those that are desperate. They have no other place to go. They've gone to the east, gone to the left and right, and there's no solution. They are coming back to God. Praise the Lord. And you must be ready to give your entirety to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that tonight God Almighty will give us everything that we need to access His last minute miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us rise up on our feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.